Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, I love that Martin V from Vendetta when they're meeting with V. And he says, well, why did you wait? And he says, I was waiting for you, Inspector. I was waiting for you. It takes good people inside to stand up. That is happening. We just exposed British government-sponsored terror in the last hour. One of the chief controllers and operatives and one of the victim's father who lost his son just out there in the square, blown up by what was clearly a British op. And we're going to go to Lewis, Tim, Bob, and others. I promise the next segment, open phones throughout the third hour. But I wanted Kevin Smith to be able to finish up some thoughts. We, talking to Kevin Fulton, the bomb maker, a month ago, he told you about that they're not really using cell phones like we've been told. It's really that they're using infrared switches, which is being sold to them by Halliburton. And then you're on the airplane back from New York when you were on Fox News a few weeks ago. I dispatched you. You did a good job. And tell folks about that conversation on the way back. You just bring it up to a bomb disposal guy from the military, and he goes, oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you go to the website right now, you can see some of the older articles with Kevin Fulton, Atlantic Monthly, in describing his trips over to America to buy bomb-making parts. In conversations with him, he also detailed to me that as the chief bomb maker for the IRA, he was also dispatched to teach Muslim groups how to use this technology and make bombs. So recently, we've seen some TV reports and news reports of these kind of like rat patrol British commandos out in the desert between Iraq and Iran trying to stop the weapons and the bomb-making components coming in from Iran.
And they've said there's zero.
They said there aren't any.
And now they're in the newspaper saying that.
On TV also, so there aren't any. So when I was coming back from New York, I spoke to a sergeant major. Bomb disposal's been in for 22 years, and we start talking about it. He goes, oh, yeah, exactly. They're not done with cell phones. It's done with infrared light triggers. And we went into this conversation. I mentioned what I'd known. And he said, exactly, and we have these different countermeasures that can stop these bombs from happening. But he goes, you know where those parts? And I said, well, they're not coming in from Iran. He goes, you know where they're getting them? I said, tell me. Halliburton. I said, how's that? He goes, they're the light motion triggers that are on urinals and commodes now. When you walk away, they automatically flush. That's what I said. So they're stealing them out of bathrooms? And he said, no, that, and they're being sold to them. You know, no problem. These guys are privateers. Why wouldn't they sell these parts? So there's all these different multi-layers, these stories that all intersect. And sure enough, a 22-year veteran sergeant major confirmed exactly the same thing about the triggers that are being used. So,
thanks for being in the studio with us, Kevin. I appreciate it. We've got a surprise guest. I promise you we'd have a surprise guest popping in with us. We've got him on the line. We're going to go to break and come back and talk to him. He's George Norrie of Coast to Coast AM. He'll be with us for about a half hour, and then later we'll see if we can keep him longer, but he's a very busy man. And then later we'll continue with your phone calls. But, yes, in the last hour, and this is now the BBC, London Guardian, you name it, we had one of the chief operatives, a spy chief, over IRA operations, who was British intelligence, telling you the British government is behind the lion's share of the terror attacks in England. Again, eyewitness there. And the gentleman we interviewed a month ago, who was one of the chief bomb makers, Kevin Fulton, has now been arrested. It's in the news for speaking out about it. And we, of course, interviewed the father, Michael Gallagher, who lost his 20-year-old son in the Oma bombing that was carried out at the behest of British intelligence. On the record, in your face, government-sponsored terror, no debating it, admitted. And you just heard them earlier talking about how they were also funding and training, and Kevin was talking about that, the Muslim quote, terrorist. So there's different types of terror. There's real terror that's very rare, normally low intensity, asymmetrical, very small, woman stabbing people on a bus, a suicide bomber. And then you move up the chain to provocateur by government operatives, and then pure government attacks on the order of 9/11. We'll be right back with George Norrie. Really honored to have him joining us, talk about his new book. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's here.
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I have made a study of the media, and Rush Limbaugh has the biggest media audience in North America. It dwarfs the nightly news. It dwarfs all of the top-rated cable news shows combined. And the person with the second-biggest radio show in the world and the second-biggest media event in the country, the rest of the media is totally fractured, is George Norrie. And he has many times the listeners every single evening that Bill O'Reilly's top-rated show with only 3 million on his best nights has on Fox television. Tens of millions of people tune in each week, and I tell you, I never thought I would be on Coast to Coast AM. I never thought in a million years that you know, folks over there would have the courage to do that. And then I started listening to George Norrie, I guess 4 or 5 years ago, and I thought, this guy's having a lot of hardcore guests on. He's having people on. This guy is just, you know, just totally out there going where no, you know, international media sensation star, he is a star, has gone. You know, he must have brass cojones the size of the Titanic. I'm sorry to, you know, be vulgar there, but really it's the only way to describe it. And has let me come on many times. I've been in studio and co-hosted with him once as a guest for 3 hours when he was here in Austin. It was so incredible. And they've never told me what I can or can't talk about. Zero censorship. And that's really the only place I know of in national media where that happens. CNN, they interrogate you for an hour before you go live. Good Morning America, same thing. Other national radio shows, not George Norrie. And I've been trying to get him on the last few weeks. We're honored to have him today, a surprise guest. The new book is Worker in the Light, and it's moving up the bestseller list there. You can get it at Amazon.com. You can go to coasttocoastam.com. We're going to get a big fat link up there. In fact, I think it's already up there on Infowars.com over to get the book. George Norrie, thank you so much for really introducing me to the country and taking me to a whole other level in fighting the New World Order. And thank you for coming on the broadcast today.
Well, you're gutsy, Alex, and I remember when I started getting initial emails from people, and also one guy called in on open lines one day and said, and we're talking about years ago, and he said, you've got to get Alex Jones on the air. And I said, well, who is he? And he said, well, he's a talk show host. The minute he said that, a little red flag went up in my head, and I went, now why am I going to put another talk show host on the air? So without even thinking, without researching you, I said, I'm not going to put another talk show host on the air. Thanks for calling, though. Appreciate it. You know the way I am on the phone. I don't hang up on anybody. And then I got another email, and then I started getting emails from people that said, George, you're missing the boat here. And they saw the direction, Alex, that I was moving coast to coast in, which was away from 100% supernatural and paranormal into more of a mysteries of the mind show, conspiracies, paranormal, just a mix of a lot of things that affect us all the time.
Oh, I love the direction, yes.
And so I started doing my Alex Jones research, and I'm going, oh, this guy's pretty gutsy. This would be great radio. And that was our introduction to you. And our very first show, we talked about the Bohemian Grove. It was a great program. I had tremendous response. And so you and I have developed a relationship that I never anticipated. It's a great one.
It's almost 3 years now. I've been coming on for almost 3 years.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's worked well for both of us. I mean, I remember you coming on the show, and the next day, C-SPAN was quoting Alex Jones.
Hour-plus talk with a professor about the show and about the interview and about Bohemian Grove instantly, and Brian Lamb, the head of C-SPAN, the founder, said, oh, yes, I listened to Coast AM. It's one of the biggest shows in the country, and they had this Alex Jones on, so I've got this professor on. I mean, he was on it that day.
You and I are different, yet we're after the same message. We want the truth, and no matter where it takes us, and you know, a lot of things you say are so unconventional that most people who listen to mainstream media would sit back and go, oh, my God, how can he be saying this? But you know what? You do a lot of investigating, much more than most reporters do, and you come up with information that is obviously startling to people, and they're beginning to take note. And I think one of the things that happened, it was our most recent election, clearly proves that people are beginning to wake up.
Well, I agree, George. I was listening to Beyond the Beltway, national syndicated show, for those that don't know, out of Chicago, and they had the Democrat and Republican strategist on saying, well, the new move in America is a third force. It's anti-New World Order. I almost fell out of my chair. Americans don't want globalism. They don't want the North American Union. This is a new issue. And they even mentioned the poll that came out a month ago, the Angus and Reid poll for the New York Times and ABC News commissioned it. 84% now don't believe the official 9/11 story, up from 61 just 2 months ago when you last interviewed me. What do you think about that type of shift in opinion?
I think it's dramatic, and I think a lot of the reason for it, programs like yours, the small type of shows that we do in this arena, and people are beginning to get fed up, and I can see it, I can feel it every day. And they're not finished yet. They're going to continue now, and I'm talking about people. They're going to continue pushing until they get Big Brother off their back. And it's going to be a battle because Big Brother still wants to chip people. They want control. They want to put people in concentration camps one day. They want the whole ball of wax. But I think Americans are waking up, and I think that they're going to make their move in the election room, assuming we can control those voting boxes and not have those things tampered with. But I think people are going to fight back, Alex, and they're starting to now. It's still a battle, But, you know, I love America. I spent 9 years in the Navy. I want to see this country brought back to the heyday where we were respected around this planet, not questioned because of greed, not questioned because of motive. I want people to hear the name United States and get down on their knees and cry and say, we love this country. They saved us during World War II. And that's the direction this country needs to go in.
Well, I totally agree with you. I want to talk about the new book. George, you're pretty humble not bringing it up, but I want to discuss it. But getting back to the power of Coast to Coast AM, because I'll go on a national show like Lars Larson, no real response. I'll go on Good Morning America, almost no response. You go on Coast to Coast AM, the first time I went on, you can go to Alexa.com and still on the graph from almost 3 years ago, look at that spike in our traffic. We normally have a few million readers a week. We had over 20 million visitors in the next 2.5 days. We've never had that much traffic since. Talk about the zeitgeist. That is just incredible. And it's kind of like the line from the first Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility. Having the second biggest media event and platform in the country, over half of the AM radio audience at night. I mean, you don't see those type of shares anywhere in TV or anywhere else really in radio. What is it like every night getting up to that microphone, George, and talking to tens of millions of people?
Well, you don't think of it that way, Alex. I broadcast to one person every night, and that is it. And the fact that millions of people happen to be tuning in on the conversation, that's the strength of Coast to Coast. You know, when Art Bell handed the reins over to me years ago, he said, George, just make it your own program. You can't duplicate what I do. And just be you. And that's what I've done, Alex. Even since my days in St. Louis when I was the Nighthawk there on our local affiliate there, KTRS, I just decided to broadcast to one person. And strangely, that one person is everybody who listens, and it's that kind of one-on-one relationship that has allowed this program, as you say, to develop staggering audience shares. I mean, we're doing in Buffalo 30% of the audience, 25 in Cleveland, 25 in Albuquerque.
And you're not just talking about AM radio, you're talking about total audiences then, radio period.
Total audience of radio listeners. When a 3 or 4 share is considered successful in this business, we do it times 10. And it's because I think people just want the truth. They want answers to questions. Whether it's, you know, is my grandmother really on the other side? Are we being visited by extraterrestrials? Is government screwing us and trying to take advantage of us?
What did you
That's
think of
what
the,
they want?
Sure. What did you think of the former Minister of Defense 2 days ago saying aliens may attack any minute? That was in England. That was mainstream news.
That was incredible. Nick Pope, who's been on the program before, basically said, look, we could be attacked at any time. I mean, this was a former Minister of Defense for the UFO division. I didn't even know they had one. In England, in London, in the United Kingdom, and for a top government official to come forward like that, he's either very strange or very accurate, and I tend to believe he's very accurate.
Well, it certainly makes the UFO issue something that has to be looked at. What percentage of the UFO phenomenon do you think is secret government operations?
Oh, geez, I think there's no question that there's an area there devoted to these very strange phenomena that are occurring on this planet. I believe we've been visited by extraterrestrials. I will take it even farther than that, that I believe in the theories that we receded. I think those people who lived in antiquity days, they have stories of visitations. And they may be confused with the godlike figures. But I think that's what happened here. I think this planet was ripe for visitation. We were visited, we were altered, we were changed, and that's just the fact of life. And the fact that so many religions have from that is also part of that.
The weeknight host, Monday through Friday, the big host for Coast to Coast AM, the global phenomenon, is our guest. He's George Norrie. We will talk about the new book, Worker in the Light, available in bookstores everywhere. And also, of course, available at Amazon.com BarnesandNoble.com and CoastToCoastAM.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is November 14th, 2006. Gold opened at $627.60, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $648.31 and $326.70 for half ounce coins. That's $648.31 and $326.70. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your Liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that those seeking to destroy America and merge us into an all-powerful one-world government said that they support every movement to centralize all authority in Washington, D.C., and therefore bypass the state governments? That way they would have only one battle to win, Washington, D.C. Have we witnessed the accumulation of power in Washington and bypassing the states over the last 50 years? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
I've got to say this, too, and I don't say this about anybody. I think I said it about Charlie Sheen, who's a good personal friend of mine. There's certain people who are just classy. George Norrie is classy. I'm sitting here hayseeding his ear off during the break, and he's just such a gentleman. And he's going to stay with us a little bit into the next segment, and he says he wants to take your calls, 1-800-259-9231. I know the phones have been loaded the whole show. I haven't really gone to them. I will. Your calls are coming up in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231. Your chance to talk to George Norrie. George, let's get into your new book. That's why I invited you on. I want you to plug it. I want people to get the book. I intend to run out and buy it today. I keep meaning to get it. I hear it's pretty powerful stuff. It's called Worker in the Light, which is what your last name, Norrie, means.
Exactly. And I tell you what, if you do pick it up, Alex, I'll be in Austin in January. I'll sign it for you. How about that?
Absolutely. I will have my copy there.
Well, this is a book about part of my life in the paranormal and the unusual that occurred when I was a little boy. And it is what really has pushed me in the direction that I'm in now. And I have been a staunch believer that people who are successful and happy, and I don't mean success in terms of finance, but just successful and happy, have had an incredible ability to tap into the wireless internet that's out there in the universe. You know, every day we wake up in the morning and we question, who are we? Why are we here? What's our role? What's the big picture? I hope that through Worker in the Light, I give some people answers to those questions, because they're questions that I've been trying to answer myself all my life. And we go through a series of meditation programs and exercises which really allow you to just better your own life. We're human beings, Alex. We're going to have ups and downs. We're going to have good relationships and bad relationships. We're going to get sick. We're going to be crabby one day. I want people to be able to understand that, you know what? It's a better life than to be in that kind of a situation. Pull yourself out of it. And it's helping a lot of people. I got an email last week from a woman down in Wichita who said, you know what, prior to reading your book, I was full of anger, I was full of negativity, I didn't care about anything. And she says, my God, you have opened up my eyes, you have shown me the light, and it's changing me. I mean, I'm friendly, I'm bubbly. And she says, yeah, I have my bad days, but I get out of it quicker than I used to. And that's the message that I want to pass on in Worker in the Light. And that is, you know, as a human being, we have a role here. We have a mission to take care of each other. We're in this together. And I give you a few little techniques on how to do that.
Amazing. Worker in the Light. And how long is the book?
The book is one of those 390-plus type books, co-written with my co-author, Bill Burns, who had been a guest of mine back in my St. Louis days. He's a New York Times bestseller, so he took all my written paragraphs and my pages and my scripts, and he started going through it, and he said, well, let's change this. Let's do that. And not only is he a friend, he turned out to be a great editor, and it was a fun book. I had a great time doing it, Alex. The first chapter about Ouija boards is incredible. And I'm also giving away part of the proceeds to needy coast-to-coast listeners. It's very unusual, and I've already written some checks out to people, even though the proceeds haven't rolled in yet, because I just feel as if we've got our audience supporting the things that we do. I want to give them back a little bit.
You've done shows on that. You think those are really evil. I've never played with one, but I've just heard nothing but horrible stories.
Oh, my God. Everything that is wrong about a Ouija board is wrong. I mean, things have hit me all the time. And in the first chapter, without revealing everything in it, it was a disaster, and I'll never touch them again.
And again, I've heard you do shows on this, and I've heard about it personally in my own life, the history of these. Where did they come? I mean, what is it about? So obviously the book then gets into the dark side of stuff too then.
Oh, absolutely. It also gets into my dabbling of negativity. I did an experiment years ago, and I'll never do it again. When you think negatively, when you try to project negative thoughts on the people or on issues, Alex, it comes back tenfold. It whams you. And it almost killed me, to tell you the truth, years ago. It was an experiment that I'll never do again.
Well, I've found in my own life that if I do things because I love my family and my country, I may sound angry, but I'm doing it for a positive reason, things are good. But I have gotten really hateful before, and I just can't stay in that place because it just more. I mean, growing up, my dad would always walk into a store and smiling, people all liked him. And I said, Dad, why do they like you so much, but some of them don't like me? And he said, well, you don't have a good attitude. So a lot of it's just attitude.
Absolutely, Alex. But let me tell you, I love your attitude. You're a good American. You're looking for the truth. That's the important thing.
Well, I hope to live up to the name you've given me, the Bulldog. By the way, that has stuck now. My wife calls me that. We'll be right back with George Norrie and your phone calls. The book's Worker in the Light.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin, and wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209, or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helps. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot, no matter what the reason. You can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down. And the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
From somewhere out there, it's Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
I got to act stupid and corny here a little bit, folks. I'm so honored to have him. I really respect him. Again, he is a gentleman. He's classy. And he exposed my broadcast. It was already reaching millions of people, the websites, the information, to tens of millions more, and he's really helped us in the fight against the New World Order. He's had amazing courage, and we probably won't get into all that on air here today. He's with us for another 15 minutes or so, and then we're going to let him go. The phone lines are loaded up here after we take a call. If you want to get on board, it's 1-800-259-9231. George, before we start going to calls, anything else you want to add about Worker in the Light and how folks get it?
Well, let me just say, if every Alex Jones listener bought the book, we would have a huge New York Times bestseller. You have probably one of the largest unchecked and rated audiences in the world. I don't know if you knew that or not, but it is growing and growing and growing. And because you're not on all commercial radio stations, they obviously don't rate
you.
No,
we're on a handful. I mean, 50 or so sounds big, but it's really not, yeah.
Well, you have carved out something that is absolutely amazing, and you've done it all by yourself, Alex. I mean, that is amazing.
Well, we're in a fight against the globalists to defend the republic, and when I was still in college and started radio, I started with a mission to, you know, take down the globalists, and I think it's another example that you talk about so much, the power of human potential with God's help when we put one foot in front of the other. But thank you, George.
Absolutely. And the book, of course, Amazon.com, they also sell the audio version. And then the big bookstores, all the big ones carry the book.
Oh, now that's what I'm into, because I go on road trips. I drive a lot. I love CDs. Can I get the book on tape or on CD at Barnes & Noble?
No, you have to go to Amazon.com for that.
Well, that's it. That's what I'm going to order, because there's so many books I want to read. I've been wanting to read your book, and I haven't had time to go to the bookstore. I'm going to do it, folks. I'm going to order the book on CD, Worker in the Light, today, and then I'll listen to it in my car. How many CDs is that, like 8 or 9?
Four of them. It's the abridged version of the book, but you get the meat of it.
Oh, great. So it's an easy listen. Well, fantastic. Who voiced it?
Me? Let me tell you,
makes perfect sense. It's almost like you're in radio.
It's harder than doing my radio show. It was incredible. I had a producer in there that any word that I mispronounced, and I do a lot of that, man, she just ripped into me, and I had to redo it and over and over. Then, you know, when you start looking at a script after 3 or 4 hours, you start making up words that aren't there. And, you know, I'd throw in a word here or there. She'd say, "Where'd that come from?" I said, "Well, it's right," and I couldn't find it anymore. I mean, it's intense.
Exactly, and we didn't mention that you're also a multi-time Emmy Award winner for News TV.
Three-time Emmy Award winner. I was very fortunate to have some great staff people working with me in Detroit and in St. Louis, where I was a television producer and news director. And the Emmys were for story coverage and also for production. And they're little Emmys. They're called regionals, but they're Emmys, and I've got them, and I'm proud of them.
Absolutely. Let's go to Lewis in New Jersey. Lewis, you're on the air with George Norrie. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Most welcome. Thank you for having me again, Alex. I just wanted to mention just a couple things concerning the previous guests you had, Martin and Michael. Just wanted to say that those of us who are aware of what's going on and who are fighting the good fight are grateful to people like them and like Mr. Fulton for going public, and that actions like Mr. Fulton's give us inside knowledge on what's going on with the New World Order and its underlings. For Mr. Norrie, I just wanted to let him know that I'll definitely be making an effort to tune into his show, and I look forward to getting and reading his new book.
Great. Thanks. Appreciate your support. You'll find it to be a different program, and, you know, we have open lines quite a bit as well, so feel free to always call in.
No doubt. Definitely. Just wanted to also say, anyone who has such an effect on Alex, because I'm quite impressed by Alex and the way he goes about things, is definitely quite an individual. And just wanted to let Alex know I managed to buy the one and only available copy of Terror Storm from the Princeton Barnes & Noble here in New Jersey. And I played that for some family members already, and it has had an effect on them. I'll be coming at them consistently until I know one way or another where they fall. And I'll be making copies and distributing that. Also got an idea from a MySpace page that I'll be implementing. I wanted to start putting up what they call gorilla billboards, which are just basically large black plastic bags that you cut open and write, spray paint, if you will, messages on them. I'll be putting things like 9/11 was an inside job, and Infowars.com.
By the way, I had family in California who was driving down the highway and saw a huge Infowars banner hang, and then I got a bunch of calls about it happening in like Australia, Europe. So it's crazy. Thank you so much. I appreciate your call. Yeah, that's just a great testament there to what you can do. Let's talk to Tim in Missouri. Tim, you're on the air with George Norrie. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I want to give a shout-out to KCXL 1140 AM here in Kansas City for carrying GCN programming.
Yes.
It was actually a surprise sitting here for an hour, and I end up talking to George Norrie. George, it's the first time I ever talked to you. Listen to you on Coast to Coast. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tim.
One thing I wanted to bring up is I was watching Daily Show a couple days after the election last week whenever they had the interview with Howard Dean on it. Well, it was really interesting, hitting in plain view all the symbolism that Tex Mars and other people like that, Tassarn and all them talk about. If you will notice it in the frame, it has Howard Dean. To one side it says, America, a new direction. The other side, a perfectly well-hung upside-down star. And as it moved up the flag, which is what the star was for, in the back of him, all of them are in the upside-down position. So,
well, I have to point this out. I have to point this out. On businesses, on the Republican elephant, everything, 6 years ago, almost every major corporation flipped their stars. Starbucks has them upside down. Weird goddess and Illuminati eyes everywhere when I go in there. And, suddenly the stars everywhere got flipped. George, have you noticed that?
It's weird, Alex, because, you know, there's part of me that says, okay, this is strange, but what does it mean? Why are they doing this? And then there's this other part of me that is beginning to think, and talking with Jordan Maxwell, whom I'm sure you know, I mean, Jordan is into symbolism in messages and codes, and he is convinced that there's something going on here. I got to tell you, years ago, it would have gone right under me, and I wouldn't have seen it. Now I'm more aware of it. What I can't understand is, what are they doing? What is it for?
Exactly. It's a whole language. It's like gang sign, but it's more. Well, according to Jordan and others, they believe that by putting their symbol everywhere, it resonates the power.
Yeah, maybe it does. That may be absolutely the case.
Well, no, yeah, I get into it with my wife all the time. She thinks I'm nuts because she says I see it everywhere.
Why did the elephant 6 years ago have the stars up, you know, upside right? That's a word, and you know, the right way. Now they're backwards. It's very bizarre. Thank you, Tim. Let's talk to Jay in Minnesota. Jay, you're on the air with George Norrie. Go ahead.
Hello, it's a pleasure to talk to both you gentlemen. Thank you very much. George, you might remember me. I started calling myself Eggplant IQ. When Art Bell said that people who believe the government was involved with 911 had the IQ of an eggplant.
Right, I remember that.
And should stop listening to Coast to Coast. So I just want you to know I took him up on that, and we emailed, and you were very friendly, and I appreciated your messages, but I have left Coast to Coast and my StreamLink subscription.
Well, you need to come back.
I have a couple questions for you.
Okay.
First of all, do you believe that 911 was an inside job?
Let me give you the definition of an inside job based on my perspective. I believe 9/11 was concocted by a much larger group in conjunction with the Al-Qaeda group. There is no doubt in my mind that some of the players out there have profited on what is going on. And so when you say inside job, I don't think the rank-and-file government worker had any idea.
And I agree with that. I agree. A small criminal elements, black ops squads, public and private, in multi-governments, that's what the New World Order is.
Absolutely. I don't even think George Bush was aware of what was going on. If you remember the look on his face when he was down in Florida with those kids, I mean, that guy was as shocked as anybody I've ever seen. I think there are, as Alex always says, you know, the puppets and the puppeteers, there is a bigger picture here that is controlling things for their own destiny. And so when you say inside job, that's my definition of an inside job, working in conjunction with these real crazed militants doing what they need to do to disrupt everything on this planet.
Mr. Eggplant, did you want to add anything? Oh, I'm sorry, George, I thought you were done.
No, that's all right.
Mr. Eggplant, did you want to say something else?
Yes, please. I agree with you on your assessment, although I don't understand why George Bush twice said he watched the first plane fly into the World Trade Center tower.
Yeah.
But then, one more quick question.
Why does he say some of the things he says in the first place?
good question. And then one other question on a different topic. Have you, George, been approached by someone who wanted to, like, buy your opinion or ask you to sell out with a specific message?
I'm 56, I started in this business when I was 19. Never at any point has anybody ever tried to distort, change, manipulate anything I have ever said, anything. The closest that ever comes is we may get a call from an advertiser on a very good book or story, and they say, look, you know what, we're going to be buying some advertising time. Do you think George would consider our author? And my sales department comes back to me and says, you decide on the merits of this author, whether his book on UFOs or whatever is worthy of a guest appearance on your program.
And I think that's separate, because that happens here too. I think that's separate from what the caller's saying, like the guys in the smoky room saying,
right,
join the New World Order and we'll give you $10 million. I mean, again, I've been approached many times with people saying, listen, I'll pay you to come on the show. And I go, you know what? That's not how I do the show. Send me what you've got, and if it's good, I'll just have you on anyways. And then if it's really good, I'll end up carrying it in my bookstore, and then of course we'll have you on. So I don't,
absolutely.
I mean, yeah, that's two separate things.
And never approached. And all the guests on Coast to Coast are non-paid, as you know, Alex. You guys donate your time to come on as a guest.
Exactly. And then of course we do get all the great exposure, which I am extremely thankful for. You have helped us reach 5-10 times the number that we were reaching just 3 years ago. It's so amazing. Okay, thank you so much. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeff in Alabama. Jeff, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thanks, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I just had one question for George. Do you think 19 hijackers and Osama bin Laden pulled off 9/11?
No, as I said before, I think it was a bigger picture, Jeff. I think 19 hijackers, Osama bin Laden, and a huge group that is manipulating so many things on this planet pulled off 9/11. Did what happened on those planes occur? Sure. I think some guys that got in with box cutters, pushed their way into the cockpit, did what they did, ran those planes into the buildings. Some of those hijackers, I'm convinced, weren't who we think they were. And some of those hijackers who were on the plane, I don't think, thought this was a suicide mission. You know, that may have been done only with the pilots, for example.
Exactly. But let me comment on that. Look, George Norrie has had myself and probably 20, 30 other 9/11 truthers on. I mean, he's had four or five on us on in one night before. And he's the only national talk show host with that type of audience that's had the courage to do it. And so I don't even expect George to have some orthodoxy and follow exactly what we're saying, because none of us totally agree. What we're saying is the official story is a lie, and George was saying that 3, 4, 5 years ago before it was wildly popular. So I have to give a serious nod to that courage. But if we disagree a little bit about exactly how it was done, none of us totally agree, because it's so cloak and dagger. Do you see what I'm saying, Jeff?
Absolutely. It sounds like he's listening on his radio now or his computer.
Yeah, I think he's run off to do that.
No, I'm not. I'm listening.
Oh, there you are. Okay, there he is.
Yeah. Well, back in July, George said that we're all kooks if we believe anything.
No. You got the wrong guy, friend.
No, I don't. I do.
Yes,
not
you
have
do.
The wrong guy.
I've never no, used the word kooks. Yes, you do.
Yeah. George, back
you're
in
thinking,
July.
You're thinking.
Hey, hold on
you're
just
thinking,
a minute. Stop. Stop
you're
for a second.
Thinking, Alex, why don't you refresh his memory?
Yeah, let's put Jeff on hold for a minute. That's what I was going to say. And then you can finish, Jeff. Again, I do have some listeners that, you know, want George to just cover one issue and do one thing. George has bore good fruit. He's done a good job, and he's basically doubled the audience of Coast to Coast AM in many areas, and that's evidence of it. If you're not putting the truth out and giving different views, you're not going to have that type of audience. So, number one, that's what I'm saying. So I'm not here to beat George up, but I'm not here to censor you either, Jeff. But I listen routinely to George because they re-air it from 10 to midnight, so most nights I'm able to tune in while I'm doing work around the office, and sometimes I stay up late and listen to the live show. More often than not, though, I listen to the rebroadcasters on a bunch of stations here in Central Texas, 1200, KLBJ, 590. And George does not say that. And there's a bunch of other hosts on Coast to Coast AM, and they're allowed to have, there's Ian Punnett, there is Art Bell, there's the other fill-in host. And so I've never heard George say that. George, go ahead.
That's absolutely. I mean, regardless of what he says, you know, I've had people call me on the air, and they say, hi, so-and-so. And I said, no, I'm not him. I mean, they listen to the radio and they hear a different name. I have never used the word kook on the radio in my complete broadcasting career. He's got the wrong person.
And we're not trying to be mean to you here, Jeff. I'm just telling you that there isn't some orthodoxy to all this, and I appreciate, I mean, I genuinely appreciate what George Norrie's done. And, but, you know, George, I get accused. People say I say there weren't bombs in the buildings when I'm the guy that first came out with that. So, Jeff, go ahead and finish up what you were going to say.
Well, I know what he said, and it was back in July. It was about the first week when all the other mockingbirds, you know, started attacking the truth movement.
Jeff, you got the wrong guy.
I do not have the wrong guy.
No,
I was listening to you.
It may
have been a guest on the show, but it was not me.
Listen, Jeff, I appreciate your call. I'm not going to have us all shout at each other here at the end. You know, just like Coast to Coast AM, we don't screen the calls. The calls just come in. Send me a tape of it, Jeff.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
And I bet money it's his guest, because he does have both sides on, which he needs to do, because that is, you know, extremely credible with his affiliates out there. That's how he's allowed to bring in our view. You know, that's how he's able to basically stay nonpartisan in this. Listen, George Norrie, it was great having you on. Worker in the Light is the new book, and I hope everybody goes and gets it.
Always a pleasure, Alex, and we'll look forward to you on Coast to Coast AM in the not-too-distant future.
Absolutely. Let me just talk to you real quick during the break, and I'll finally let you get out of here. I kept you over. We really appreciate it. We'll be right back with the final segment.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
This is not America.
dive of a system. All right, we're out of time for calls. It was great having George Norrie on with us. He was supposed to call in at the start of the hour. He did call in, and I'd kind of forgotten about it. Oh, George Norrie's here. So it was great having him on with us for about 40 minutes of airtime, or 50 minutes, really, of airtime with us today. I've got some top news, really important news just came in. This really looks suspicious and doesn't look like good news. Who knows with all this cloak and dagger, cat and mouse fiasco slash shenanigans that are going on. I'll tell you about it in just a minute. This is a big development. But first, I didn't plug it in the second hour. This is my big launch today, and I didn't plug it. We are pushing one more time. We were unable to do it last week because they were sold out, and so people saw the 4 to 6 week for delivery. They weren't ordering. They now have it in stock, and they have thousands in stock, and you can get it right now. You can go to Amazon.com by linking through at Infowars.com for $11.19. Terror Storm, the two-hour film with 68 minutes of extras from a 9/11 neocon agenda symposium in L.A. It's an amazing film, the best film out there on government-sponsored terrorism. The complete picture, 7/7, 9/11. It is such an important film. You need to have it. $11.19 at Amazon.com, and there's some deal on there to get free shipping, too. You cannot beat that deal. And we want to drive it to number one so I can just use it with the stores to say, hey, we were number one. I didn't know it would go to number eight. It went to number eight, then it sold out, then nobody would buy it because it was said sold out. Well, it's now in stock. We want to drive it to numero uno. Numero uno. And it'll reach so many more people that way. So many more of the stores will even restock it and super stock it. It is the New York Times bestseller list of videos. We went to number eight. If they wouldn't have sold out, guaranteed number one. And then once you hit that spot, it has a tendency to stay there for a while. Let's drive it out of the hundreds back to number one, folks, back into the top ten. Please, I'm asking you to do this. It has nothing to do with the lavish 50 cents I get per sale. That goes right back into the business. You know that. It is about having an effect. That's why I put it on Google Video for free. Get the high-quality digital DVD. Have it in your library. Available right now at Amazon.com via Infowars.com. Or if you want to get America Freedom to Fascism, you can just get it here. It's not on Amazon. $19.95 and get Terror Storm when you get it for $9.95 with it. The two films for $29.95 at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And we got a deal to get 5 months free of PrisonPlanet.tv. Go check out that deal at PrisonPlanet.tv. All my films, my weekly TV reports, everything, PrisonPlanet.tv, the Christmas special now going. Plutonium found in Iran's waste facility, AP. This just came out in the last hour. International atomic energy experts have found unexplained plutonium and highly enriched uranium traces in a nuclear waste facility in Iran and have asked Tehran for an explanation. The report prepared for next week's meeting of the 35-nation IAEA also faulted Tehran for not cooperating with the agency's attempts to investigate suspicious aspects of Iran's nuclear program that had led to fears it might be interested in developing nuclear arms. So they found a little bit of uranium, which they're allowed to have. The question is it enriched to a higher level? We'll be studying this, looking at it. Look for a report out on this as we analyze it later today at PrisonPlanet.com. We'll post this right now at JonesReport.com. And I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Now get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.